Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Come on, family, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. If you believe on today, yeah. Amen. If you could just believe on today and enter in with all faith and receive all that God has for you to receive. Come on, receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How many know that God is with you with what he gave you? Amen. How many know that you're already blessed? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How many know that you're already healed? Amen. How shall I be washed? Come on, enter in this morning, family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God. Lord, we just want to give you praise, amen. We enter into your porch with thanksgiving, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do. We just surrender all over to you. We're holding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and raising up this morning, amen. Come on, family, come on. Right now, right where you are, just give it all over to God right now, because he has kept you, amen. It is he that has done it all for us. Come on into him today. From every destruction, come aside right now. There's a great pouring in this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to be changed up today. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you for your mighty right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm glad it. Oh, Lord, pour into us great and mighty. Lord, fill these your temple with as much of full of glory as possible. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, oh God. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do, Father God, because we know that you can do all things but fail. And we just want to say thank you right now for it, Father God, because we come believing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are live this morning. Hallelujah, family. It is not a recording. I am on the line. Hallelujah. So we thank God. May God call you to that time. And amen. No matter when you're trying to do your own thing. Hallelujah. If you have a Holy Spirit operating in you, amen. He will be hushing in your spirit to get in position. Amen. So we thank God for divine positioning this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What I have planned, amen. It's not greater than the plan that God has for my life. It is not my will, it's the will of God. And I'm this guy, amen. So Father God, we thank you for thy will. Let thy will be done, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. And we just want to take that. We thank you for the spirit of obedience, oh God, to do all that you called us to do, amen. For your word that in obedience there is blessing, amen. However, in disobedience there is cursing. So Lord, we thank you right now for blessing us. We thank you for all that's on the ladder that made a decision on today, regardless of how it's going to come, your word will come, that they're in position to receive it. So Lord, let that happen. Let it be done right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us with our unbelief that we can receive right now. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, family, give God some praise this morning. Amen. Give God some praise. Come on right there. Hallelujah. See, praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. When praises go up, blessings come down. If you can believe that on today, it is for you to receive right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Do it for your daughter. Do it for our children. Do it for our children's children, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We stuck them in the gap this morning. Amen. For those in our family, amen, that they may be delivered, hallelujah, from the wicked one, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come stepping against this day, oh God, that they may receive Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that you remove every spiritual blindness from their eyes, every spiritual deafness that they may hear from you, oh God, and silence the mouth of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we remove, hallelujah, every way of the enemy right now, and we just want to say thank you, because you have given us some power and authority that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in our life, amen, because you are our shepherd, amen, and we shall not want to. It is you that lead us, oh God, it is you that guide us, and we just want to say thank you, it's you that protects us, amen, and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, family, and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, shout out, my Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, as we enter in on today, oh Lord, do a new thing in us, Father God. That all we see and know, God, that we've been sent by you, God, that we are your daughters and sons, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come surrendering all over to you, holding nothing, oh Lord. We come casting all our cares and fears and our worries and our burdens down on today. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for giving your children your angels charge over us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you that protect us from seen and unseen dangers of this world. We thank you, oh God, it's you that provided for us, oh God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your peace that is coming and is still. You are Jehovah Shalom, and we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord on this day. And we come against every attack of the enemy right now, amen. And we command every spirit operating in the side of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works right now and get the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare our deliverance on today. Amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let us be satisfied with praise and fill us with your blessing, oh God. Lord, command your blessing upon our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you for your word and your every truth and forever established in heaven. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we're redeemed by the curse of all sin and death because we're covered in heavenly washing the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood right now. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we enter in on today. On one accord, amen, with combined faith. Hallelujah. Expecting a miracle in every area of our life. Amen. Because you have become a miracle worker. Amen. A promise keeper. A light in the darkness. Amen. You are our healer. You are our redeemer. Amen. It is you that go before us. Amen. Preparing to make way. Making every took the time to say that. Lord, we just want to say thank you, but we don't have fear because you did not give us the spirit of fear. Amen. We are working perfect love, cast out all fear. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will have to give us love, power, and a power mind. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we operate in it right now in the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory that operates in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let your word, God, take root in us and manifest itself in our daily actions. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, being engraved on our hearts and mind, oh God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. And Lord, let us receive the right revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding of your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you will release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered in the heavens of God. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for answered prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. If we have 1,000 tons of peace, we still can't thank you enough. But yet still, we made a decision to open up our mouths and praise and thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way, God. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Purify and sanctify our mind. That our thoughts be holy, righteous, and pure unto you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, oh God, that we may receive wisdom, amen, and your godly counsel. Hallelujah. That our choices and our actions, oh God, will be what you have called us to do and be, amen. And we just want to say thank you for that. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, amen, and all that's in our home, all that we love and concern about. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, that you'll bless us in our going and coming out today, and those that will be traveling on the road, hallelujah, including myself, oh, Lord, bless us, oh God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy, amen. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no sickness, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form, or transportation we may enter into today. Hallelujah. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree the path of the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare all this we have in peace. We thank you, Lord God, for divinely intervening this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. That all things are working together for the good of our life. And those that we love and concerned about, hallelujah. And those that we breathe and thought on today, we decree and declare, turn around and take your place. For your word says, hallelujah, but yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answered prayers. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And welcome Richard in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That as all things will fail in the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, family, let's give God some praise on you. If you're free, amen. If you receive your freedom and know that you are free indeed, amen. No more bondage, amen. Hallelujah. Whatever that was that was holding you down, holding you back, keeping you in, you are free. You just got to believe it and be free. Come on out and be free. Amen. Glory to God. Good morning, family. Good morning. Hallelujah. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
We thank God. I could hear y'all earlier, but you all couldn't hear me. My phone was, my system was saying I was in, but Y'all couldn't hear me at the beginning, so I had to try to get back in, hoping y'all would not hang up. And so I was able to get on. So we thank God this morning for being able to be in position. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we don't know how y'all are doing this morning, how you doing. I won't be on the line long this morning, but I thank God for the opportunity to be in position this morning where I thought I wasn't going to be. But I thank God that I am on. Amen. And I thank God for you all for your obedience and diligence to seek God first. Amen. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We got God bless. Let's see if I see her. All right. Hey, Bernstein, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good, and I'm thanking the Lord. That's a blessing for me, and I pray for the whole world. And I enjoy your prayer, and I love you, love you, love you, and happy birthday to you.
Amen. Thank you, Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. God bless you. We love you. I thank God for it. So good to hear your voice. I saw you were the first one on this morning. I was trying to get to you, but I realized when I said, if y'all can hear me, press one or say something. I said, well, they can't hear me. Then I heard y'all talking. So I was like, let me find another way to get back, to get on. So I'm so glad, and I'm so grateful to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. I love you so much. Hallelujah,
love you.
God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Let's see.
My
name's Paul. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Hey, good morning. I'm blessed. I'm grateful that we're able to get on. Grateful for another Saturday. Thankful that God bless you to see another year. And like I say, I come with expectation. And I wasn't expecting to have you on this morning because you said you were going to be recording, but I'm grateful that you're on. So, yeah, to God be the glory. Good morning, family.
Good morning. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Amen. Yes. We are all about enjoying this birthday weekend. And then our anniversary is next week. But I said, Lord, if you have me to be on the line this morning, wake me up in time, you know, position me, because I want not my will, but thy will be done. So I'm up and in position. So I thank God I'm in the bathroom here so I can find a little spot. So I thank God for a position. And God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank God for
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. My daughter Janelle, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Jamel, it's not Jamel. All right, no, that's not Jamel. Ain't classy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. I thank God for you and happy birthday. And I pray that you have traveling grace. Glad to hear your voice this morning. Thanks for the prayer.
Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, Ain't Classy. So good to hear you back on the line. I was thinking about you the other day, and I said, I'm going to have to call Ain't Classy because I haven't heard on the line lately, but we definitely are praying for you. So I'm so glad to hear your voice. I love you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Amen. Church of Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruthie May, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing, and how you been? Cousin Brenda Gale. Okay, I'm not sure she could hear.
Good morning. Good morning. Say good morning, Mom.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell her happy birthday.
Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Hey, thank you.
Be on here this morning, huh, Mom?
Oh, yes, it is. Julie.
And she decided she going to still be on here on her birthday. So God bless her, keep her, and she have a wonderful birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. God bless you both, Cousin Connie and A.C. Richard. Man, we love y'all so much. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. Definitely a blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you and welcome, Cousin Kim. How you doing and how you been?
Well, good morning. Good morning, family. And good morning to you, Kyronika. It's just a blessing to see you on the line. Thank God that you got on this morning. And I could hear you moving around. So it was, you said it was supposed to be a recording. And then I said, I think she's on there. But I didn't say nothing. But anyway, I was just still saying, just hanging on. But anyway, thank God. Thank God for you. And thank God for your traveling grace. And and just good morning to everyone. Good morning to my family. Text me later, please.
Okay, okay. I will. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. It is a blessing to hear your voice, of course, every Saturday morning. And I just thank God for you. I'm just so blessed this morning. I didn't know how many would be on the line. But God told me to be in position. I said, okay, well, I'm going to do what you see, what you call me to do. And that was what I wanted to do. But God bless you and God keep you. Love you so much, Cousin Kim. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been doing fine, and I'm trying to hold myself together to not shout so I can talk to y'all for just a minute. I am just so for life that he's given us, you know, and it's all so free. And there is no way I could thank God enough for his peace and his love and just for everything he does for us. If we just get focused on what he does for us, he didn't even have to wake us up this morning. Here we are talking and relating to each other. What a joy. What a blessing to be alive. And to know God is ultimate goal in life. Wow. And we're on our way home, y'all, one day. And we want to sin with a clear heart. And every day, thankful, thankful, thankful. Praise
Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Holy name. Now I'm going to get my shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. You better shout. Come on now. You better shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be free in the name of Jesus. Joy comes in your shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Deliverance comes in your shout. Healing comes in your shout. Just shout. Come on, family. Just shout. Hallelujah. Don't let them hold you back. Just shout and praise to God. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah,
thank
because we have loved and we and you have done it all for us, Father. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God this morning for blessing us and just keeping us. Amen. I'm so blessed. I hope I was able to get everybody on the line called in. I know some may have hung up or they call me on top. We definitely want to lift up
thank
my mother Carol. I did show that she was on the line, so I showed her line drop. And I'm not sure the 601 phone number, who that was, but we just want to, you know, continue to lift up our family members and keep them in prayer, amen, not just on Saturday, but making sure that we are praying and lifting them up throughout the week, amen. Hallelujah, because I want you to understand your prayers alone will bring somebody out of harm's way. Your prayers alone, amen, will help those that we love and concerned about, amen, because while you're praying, God is already answering, amen. I want us to believe that God does answer prayers. He is our Father, amen, that answers our prayers. But we have to believe and we have to stand in faith and watch God do the work, amen. And we have to move out the way for God to have his way. If you totally trust God with it, then you give it to him and you just walk on and move out the way and let God have his way and just see how God is going to do it, amen. And don't be disappointed, amen, because when you give it over to God, amen, and you let his will be done, hallelujah, it is done and it is for a purpose, amen. Not to just help you or that person, but it's to help a nation. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, amen, if you can only believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about the mustard seed of faith. And I want us to understand that scripture in its entirety. Hallelujah. All you got to do is have a little bit of faith, size of a mustard seed. See, even if you have a little bit of anything, Thank you. It will grow, but you just have to have, so you have that little bit, understand, it's not to stay at that small portion, it is to grow. It's not to stay at that little mustard seed, it's to grow into that big tree, amen, hallelujah, that house many birds. So I want you to understand, if you have that little faith, amen, and it is planted, amen, it is planted in faith, amen, it will grow. So if you have it, God will increase that, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you have a little faith, God will increase your faith. Yeah, you have greater faith, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go straight to our scripture this morning, and I'm going to cover us in prayer, and we're going to go ahead and get off the line this morning. But I thank God for your family. Go ahead.
I would like to say something before you go into the prayer. I'm asking all the family, it's her birthday today. So let's bless her. Let's bless her. Send her a little token. You'll be getting mine as soon as I get off the line. I have money to get mine. Anyone else want to bless her? Let's send her something because she's traveling on the highway and she needs to get away. And I thank God for you. Now you can go ahead with your scripture. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. All the seasons, I bless you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that give on today, amen. I pray right now that I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you give, that God will multiply. The Bible said one planting, one more.
Yes,
but God give the increase, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ,
I
decree and declare that you plant in good soil, amen. That you will reap a great harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of God's goodness, God's favor, amen. God's blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Overflow you. That there will be no lack in your gift. Amen.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say
thank you,
Lord God, because you blessed us to be a blessing, amen. And we thank you for the blessing
yes.
on today, amen, because we're able to give, amen, freely, oh God. No more
yes.
than they give on today. Let them not give out a heart of grudginess, amen, but let them
please,
give out
Lord.
A heart of
just
a
here.
Simple heart. It's
yes.
worth it that you love a cheerful giver, amen. In the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ, I receive the gift of a cheerful giver on today, amen. In the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus Christ, oh Lord, I ask that you bless it. Hallelujah. And
oh,
bless
yes,
every
Lord.
Area.
Yes.
Richly, Father God,
yes.
their health, their peace, their joy, their happiness, their strength, oh God, let it come from you, Father God, their children, their relationships,
yes.
amen, their businesses, their jobs, in the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, I decree and declare it is so, according to your word, Father God, and it's
yes,
in Jesus'
yes.
name we pray,
yes.
I bless you all, to God be the glory,
amen,
amen, and amen.
Amen,
hallelujah, glory, glory. Amen. It's a blessing. I keep saying it today. Being on the line. I didn't know I was going to be on the line this morning. Amen. But I thank God that he has kept me. I'm just so joyful and I'm just
yeah.
so blessed. Amen. The yeah. phone number is 601-807. I'm going to open your line up. So we want to know how you're doing, how you've been, because I don't know this number by heart. Amen. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been? Your area code is 601. Last 4 digits of your phone number 7158. If you can hear me. Okay. Anybody know what number that is? 601-807-7158. Okay.
Oh, that's me. That's Connie. I'm just on
2 hours. Okay, okay. Okay, God bless you. I thought that was online, but then when you was on the other line, I said, okay, maybe that's not her. Okay. All right. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. We thank God on today. We're coming out of the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 17. Yes, ma'am. Verse 17.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right. Verse 17 through 19. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John, chapter 4, verse 17 through 19. Says love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he loves. Hallelujah. He first loved us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We love him because he first loved us.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
the scripture this morning, church. Amen. And I just really want us to understand and know that God loved us first. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There's no greater love. There's no greater love. Amen. God loved us first. Amen. The Bible, we look at verse 17, the day of judgment is that time when all people will appear before Christ and be held accountable for their actions with God. I want us to understand, family, with God living in us, through Christ, we have no reason to fear this day because we have been saved from punishment. Instead, we can look forward to the day of judgment because it will mean the day, hallelujah, the end of sin and the beginning of a face-to-face relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. See, if we ever are afraid of the future, family, or eternity, or God's judgment, we can remind ourselves of God's love. We know that he loves us perfectly. Amen. According to Romans 8:38-39, we can resolve our fears first by focusing on his immeasurable love for us. And then by allowing him to love others through us. Amen. His love will quiet your fears and give you confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. When we wrap up here in verse 19, hallelujah, God's love is the source of all human love. And it spreads like a wildfire. Amen. Hallelujah. See, in loving his children, God kindles a flame in their hearts. Hallelujah. In turn, hallelujah, they love others who are warmed by God's love through them. Family, let us love like Christ. Amen. Let us do everything in love. Amen. We have it in us because we have God. We have Jesus working on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Family, I'm going to open up our lives. Hallelujah. I just want to make sure we could hear because there was a feedback on the line and received the scripture on today. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word.
Yes.
It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Yes. Father God, we thank you. Amen. So we don't forget that. We are loved. Amen. Amen. My mama Carol is on the line. God bless you, mama. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good because guess what? I'm alive today. So
amen.
I'm doing good. I'm out in the box. I take the dogs to the vet, but me and my husband called. We listening. Amen.
Hey, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I saw that the line had dropped, and I wanted to text you and say, hey, we on here. And I know you can hear it earlier. You can hear me. I'm telling the family. I was on my device wasn't working correctly, but I was able to get back on. So God bless you, Mama. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. All right, family, we're gonna pray this morning. If you have any prayer requests, I'll call your name, and I'll take your prayer request, and I'm just going to pray collectively over all prayers this morning. We come believe it this day. Amen. If you believe that God is able to do it for you, do it for your family, do it for your home, those that you love and concerned about, just say amen right now. Whatever it is that you're, hallelujah, it's a petition God to do in your life. Amen. If you believe it right now, say amen. Hey, hallelujah. If you think God is able to do it, amen. Hallelujah. If you believe that God has all power, hallelujah, he can do all things but sin. Amen. The Bible says, hallelujah, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So I bet that you are petitioning on today. If you believe it already, hallelujah, then receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're asking God today to intervene in your relationship, in your marriage, to intervene, hallelujah, in the life of your father, the life of your mother, the life of your children, your grandchildren, amen, your friends, whatever it is, right there, if you believe them, hallelujah, hallelujah, before the words can even come out your mouth, amen, hallelujah, if you already believe, receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, do not be burdened, amen, whatever it is of this world, do not let it subtract you down and beat you down. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to keep you in that place, amen. He wants to keep you beat down. He wants to keep you in bondage, amen. But I want to tell you on today, family, that you are free, amen. You are free indeed. Come out of that chain, amen. The Lord, you're free to come out in the name of Jesus Christ and live a free life, amen. Not to live in bondage. How you have not been free to live in bondage, to stay in bondage. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is more, amen. I want you to understand, we serve a God of more than enough. He's able to do more than, hallelujah, than what you can do. Amen.
Yeah.
He's able to hold everything around when you don't even know what to say or do or where to go. He is able to divinely intervene and turn it around and make a way out of no way. If you believe it on today, amen, when the doctor has diagnosed you with something, I want you to
understand that God has your prognosis, and your prognosis is life. Amen.
Yes.
He sent his
yes.
son, amen, that he may have life, and not just life, but life in abundance. If you can receive it on today, for you, for your husband, for your children, for your wife, whomever they be, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And we just
yeah.
want to say, take it. Come today, bring it out. Bringing our loved ones, amen. I keep going back to the hallelujah, that scripture in the Bible. Hallelujah, when the men brought their friends to Jesus, and there was a crowd standing around.
Yes,
there was a multitude,
yes.
and they couldn't get through. They took them through the roof, and Jesus said, "By their faith, you are healed." And we decree and declare that by our faith, that our mothers are healed, that our fathers are healed, that our
yes.
children are healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our aunts and uncles and cousins and friends and loved ones, co-workers, amen, church family and friends, that our pastors are healed, our prophets are healed, our evangelists are healed, amen, hallelujah, God, our teachers and preachers
yes.
are healed, in the name of Jesus Christ, by our faith, because we come today, hallelujah, hallelujah, we come believing, we walk by faith and not by sight, amen, don't
yes.
let us get right
yes.
now, because we believe Jesus is doing it, God has done it, amen, when he sent his only begotten son to do it, Jesus said, when he hung his head on the cross, that it is finished,
yes.
we need to create a finish. That is finished. Sickness, you are finished. A pain, you are finished.
Yes.
Separation, you are finished.
Yes.
We decree to God unity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank
we love
you,
God.
You.
We thank you for it all. We thank
Praise.
You for it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says that you will not withhold any good things from your children.
Hallelujah.
We declare that God operating through our lives. Amen. We are not taking
yeah.
a substitute. We are not taking a counterfeit. We declare that there no more setbacks. No more disappointments. No more. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you receive it on today, we receive it for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
We receive it for your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Always.
Thank you. We bless your holy name.
Thank you, Father. Praise you. Glory to your name.
Because he first loved us.
So much.
We love him. Because he first loved us.
Love you,
Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you enough. Lord, you know, oh God. You know every petition, amen.
Everything.
You know every worry and fear, oh God.
Yes, on the line today, oh God.
Everyone, oh God. And how shall I hold you? Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you. be the fallen maker, the hill that's chastised, every mountain in our way, will it come and pain in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare healing right now. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the stripes of Jesus, I decree and declare that we are healed. Our husbands are healed. Our children are healed. Our grandchildren are healed. Our sisters are healed. Our brothers are healed. Cousins are healed. Hallelujah. We are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I break in peace the gates of rest. And put the bars of iron right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break every yoke from our neck and neck. And hallelujah. And I burst all the bonds in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that you've given us the power and authority to do so. And we use that power and authority right now. Let all the bones of the wicked be broken and destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, breaking peace to Satan and the rider, breaking peace to Catherine and the roots, hallelujah, the rulers in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word out of my mouth be like a hammer that breaks the rocks and pieces, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it break down every wall erected by the enemy against our life. I break down every altar erected by the enemy against our life, those in our family. Those that we love and concern about in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray the strength of their husbands right now. I pray the faith of God upon their life, that they will operate and move according to the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he's come to our homes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for the divine order position for their life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your word says that he that finds a wife, a good wife, finds a good thing. Oh, Lord, let us pray, Lord. Right now, they'll receive that favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I pray for every broken hand in our life to be restored right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, 11. I thank you. Amen. I repent and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Not just for ourselves. We repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that we are revealed. We are a rebuilder of the wall and a repairer of the breach. Amen. We were not our crooked speech that was called the breach in our name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we find all breaches, oh Lord. Let every breach be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Let our walls be salvation and our gates praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for a hand of protection around our mind, our body, our finances, our possessions, and family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you for it all. We decree and declare that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. That all our needs are met.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
for the vision. We bless your
name.
Thank you.
Lord, as we leave this time and never your presence, we thank you that you that go with us, oh God. It is you that prepare the way. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, do a new thing in us right now. We don't come to be
safe.
Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be closed right now. And let it be taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And any of us that's dealing with holes and unforgiveness, oh God, help us to know that if we don't forgive, that we will not be forgiven. So we come, oh God, repenting. Any unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, we command you to be your works. We command you to be your works right now. Come out. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the supernatural. And we forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, disappointed us, lied to us, lied on us, abandoned us.
Yes.
Lord, and we thank you that you've given us the power to forgive. You forgive them, Lord. We ask that you forgive them. And Lord, we ask that you may, that you will help them to turn from that sinful practice and leave the doors of this world. Oh, Lord, you call them nigh unto you this day, that they may receive. Hallelujah. Our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, that they too may be saved.
Yes.
that they too will be changed. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the keys of the kingdom. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we thank you, Lord God, that we bind the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind all sicknesses and diseases released against our mind and our bodies, amen, and those in our family and loved ones, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We loose ourselves from the bands of wickedness. We loose ourselves from the bands of Orion. We loose ourselves from all bonds. We loose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose our city and regions from every assignment of hell. We loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, death, and life. Amen. We loose ourselves from all generations of curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, fortune, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our life, ourselves, and our family, oh God. We thank you that we're free. And you're free indeed. We decree and declare that we are blessed. We're better than blessed because you have blessed us. Amen. We thank you for, Lord, that we are going from glory to glory to glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And we feel this prayer to the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for faith and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, Satan. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God some praise, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
We thank you. If you receive that crown today, may it be us to you according to your faith. And all that's in your home, amen. And all that you love and concerned about. And we thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, I call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. Amen. Glory to God. Aunt Bernadette, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God bless everyone that's on the line. I'm just so thankful for this day, for every day of my life. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. A Classy, God bless you. Go ahead. A Classy. Okay, make sure. All right. Then Cousin Connie and A.T. Ruthie, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Connie, are you there?
I'm sorry, I had it on. I'm sorry, I had you on mute. God bless you. Thank you for your wonderful prayers that's covering us by the blood. And have a wonderful and prosperous birthday. God bless you.
God bless you too. Love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My niece Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say all glory to God. And I just pray that if God continues to keep everybody and bless everybody, comfort everyone and answer your prayers. And I truly love you all. Love you, Aunt Nene. And God bless you, Sam.
Amen. God bless you, too. We love you so much, Tori. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
God for another chance, another day, and just I'm just so grateful to God for keeping us all and being able to communicate with each other and to hear the family online. God bless the family, and everybody just have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I thank God for it.
Amen. Yeah. God bless you. Love you, Cousin Earlene. Take great care. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen, Cousin Kim. God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless the family. Happy birthday to you. Love you. Love the family. And everyone just have a blessed rest of the week.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you too, Cousin Kim. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. Mama, you okay? I don't know if you can hear us. All right. Jamila,
okay, can
God
you hear me?
You.
I'm inside the store.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead. Mama.
Y'all have a blessed weekend until we meet again. God bless all of us. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jamila, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
I'm good. I missed the prayer, but I'm here now.
Amen. Well, God bless
thank
you.
God.
We're closing out here. Go ahead.
Well, I thank God for waking me up this morning. And I shout because he has gave me a breakthrough. So I'm shouting this morning for that breakthrough. I'm just excited. It's in my bones.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. We lift you up this morning in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray that you would continue to order her steps, Father God. Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you would continue to be with her and use her mighty for your glory. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for multiplied blessings to her life, oh, God. Oh, Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, we ask that you lift up your word so that you would lift up her standard. So, Lord, we ask that you lift up that standard for your daughter, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over your life, over your marriage, over your children, over your finances and support, and we decree and declare by faith that it is so. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy birthday again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. All right, family, God bless you all. I'm so excited. I thank God for being able to be on the line this morning. It truly truly is a blessing. Amen. My soul is so filled. My soul is so blessed, and I feel so honored to be in position. And I just thank God for the using, and I thank you all for all the birthday wishes, and know that we are praying for you. Amen. God loves you. Remember that. Amen. He loves you. You are his child. We are his children. He loves us first. And we are love, and we've been commanded to love one another. Whatever you do, before you make that move, ask yourself, am I operating in love? Am I operating according to the will of God? Just take that moment. Sometimes it will save your life. It will save your family. It will be a help to you. It will keep your peace. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your family, you are blessed. Hallelujah, Father God, I ask as we leave this time and ever your presence, Lord, I ask that you bless us and keep us. Make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us, O Lord. Lord, lift up your confidence upon our life and give us peace. Hallelujah. We declare and declare your goodness. We declare and declare, Lord, that you are always with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. I encourage us on today, amen, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and just watch God overflow you with the blessings. Amen. He, the Bible says, he said, I was holding you good things from his children and know that you are child of God, amen, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. You're the head and not the tail. You're on top and not beneath. And you don't owe anyone anything but to love them. And that you are the righteousness of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is free for you. And know that you are free and you are free indeed. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, we receive, we believe, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You
all be saved
in
the name of the Lord. God bless you, God. Keep you enjoying the week until we meet again. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, hope is last, ever so rejoice.
I want to hear it say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Say